Good afternoon and welcome in to, indeed, the afternoon show here on WEEI. Host number two, Andy Jumbo Hart here, sliding into the one chair, even though that chair is in my own home studio. Christian Arcan taking a long weekend for a wedding, and that means whether you like it, love it, hate it, you get it. It is Jumbo Hart and Nick Fitzy Stevens, Fitzy and Hart. It's a Patriots Friday, so it's a Six Rings Friday here on the afternoon program. And Fitzgerald, after a little trick-or-treating last night, are you okay? Did you eat too much candy? How are we feeling this morning, this afternoon?
Spectacular. Absolutely. Yeah. The vibes are immaculate right now in the studio. Ooh. I am in a phenomenal mood. I'm fired up for the football game on Sunday. The weather is pure. I have a belly full of Almond Joys, Take Fives, Butterfingers and Paydays right now. I mean, what else could you possibly look for at a time like this, Andy? It is November 1st now. We lose an hour of sleep this weekend. I know the days are going to be getting shorter. The shows get longer. We have life again in Patriots Nation. What could you possibly ask for? What more could you ask for?
Well, I got a minor thing to ask for, and Tom Curran just touched on it. Although, I don't recall, in the Wells report, was it more likely than not, but I might be wrong, so don't hold me to it.
It's more probable than not, I believe, was the triggering phraseology.
I just like when people couch it. Tom believes, like I believe, that Drake May has, all the circumstantial evidence has trended toward watching him play. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, as of Gerard Mayo speaking with the media today, I believe he is still in the protocol. Even if we feel like he's trending toward playing, we don't have any definitive information, although it will be interesting to see what he has listed on the injury report, practice report today. I believe it's probably going to be that he was limited today. That's what Gerard Mayo suggested would be the case.
16 people on the injury report, correct?
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
It's only a quarter of your football team.
The Titans got a boatload of them that didn't practice yesterday, and they kind of stink even when everybody does practice.
Kind of stink.
Yeah, that's true. It's more than kinda. Nothing kinda about it. But no, if you could give me one little trick-or-treat wish, November 1st wish, I want Drake May to get cleared from the protocol so that Drake May can get his bum on the field in Tennessee and put on a show against a bad defense that will be without its best corner. Snead out already. That's a bad pass defense that I think you can take advantage of. In the back end there. I know they have some guys that can get after it a little bit, but I think you can throw the ball on them, especially without Snead, more so with your guy, Drake May. And I know you put out a poll this week because this is a topic that was near and dear to your heart, doing some shifts during the week and at night. What were the results of your poll? If cleared, now we don't have the if cleared part yet, but we're all hopeful that he's going to be cleared. If he is indeed cleared, what percentage of you people, and I know they're you people.
Here we go. Us Diz Mark it down. It's 207. We got our first you people of the day. Thank you.
What percentage of you people would play Drake May on Sunday if he's cleared?
A lopsided dub for team Stardom It's Football. 65%, only 35%, just over a third for Sidham Be Cautious. And I am sorry to see that only a third of the rational members of Patriots Nation could weigh in on this poll, because to me there is absolutely no need whatsoever to trot out the Cadillac on Sunday against the worst team in football. Now, you could argue that it's the Carolina Panthers. Maybe it's the Tennessee Titans. Any which way you cut it right now, with their injuries, the way things are going, bringing Will Levis back, who has confidence shaken, and it's not a day that ends in AY if his coach isn't yelling, "What the F are you doing?" at him. This is a prime spot to ride the momentum that Jacoby Brissett established in the second half and especially in the fourth quarter of last Sunday, and be extremely cautious with the franchise under center. I get it. I know. I'm expecting the text to come in at 37937. Whatever, bro. It's football. Hey, if he's healthy, you got to start him. If he's cleared, then he's in the clear. Let's do this thing, all right? You got a concussion.
Why are you going to do it in that voice?
Because that's...
You're leading the witnesses there.
Who they are.
No. You're making people that want to play May sound like jackwagons.
Yep.
And I don't think his head coach is a jackwagon. And I don't think he grunts when he talks or says it in a real deep voice.
That's how I hear him.
You're doing what Arcan likes to do. You're leading the witness. You're leading the conversation.
Go Tigers.
Let's just talk about... Ed Orgeron.
Everyone's
is the one
Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, you know, if you got to play him, you got to play Drake May. Go Pats.
So 3 yards in a cloud of dust
play
Drake May.
I don't know the science behind it, Andy. I'm not going to pretend... Did I reach out to... Have I spoken with a friend who is a neurologist? Yes.
Ooh, brag.
Yes.
You have friends who are neurologists.
Yes.
I'm Fitzy. My friends are smart.
Ah, and Stiz, it is 2:09, the first time that I got shamed for actually knowing smart people.
Smart people.
Sports radio is truly something, is a special place. It's the place, they want you to bring intelligence, they want you to bring passion, they want you to bring opinion. But God forbid, if you actually have some knowledge in a particular area that could be relevant to the conversation, you get shamed for being smart. It's
you were
ridiculous.
Just bragging that you have smart friends.
Okay, well, she did very well for herself, and look where I ended up, as the fill-in for Arcan, doing a radio show with you with your friggin' underwear drawer open behind you.
Touche.
That said, Andy, I know for a fact, if neurologists and people that actually, you know, take care of your mentals, if you will, had their way, you would sit out at least 2 weeks, if not a month, after a concussion. They would probably do things drastically different than the NFL, and
they would
get
rid of football.
Hey, he's clear to play Sunday.
They would get rid of football.
Yeah, period. They probably would.
Right.
But if they had to live with it because the R.J. Reynolds of sports, the Philip Morris of competitive athletics, makes billions of dollars for this country, you live with it and its consequences. I understand. But maybe, just maybe, you don't run the risk of getting him dinged up again so quickly. And I know the line is better. We're not going to blame the offensive line. This was a scoot and boot. This was not the line getting
not
him
at
pancaked
all. Yeah.
on Sunday.
This is him playing Drake May football.
Correct. And so there's a risk that comes with it. I understand. But if you feel like you can win this game with Jacoby Brissett, and if the win, how much does the win matter? I guess that's the big question to me. It's not, do you want to see Drake play? To me, in a lot of ways, it's how badly do you need to see this win for the Patriots?
It's not for me about needing to see the win, because I think you know I don't really actually want to see wins in a weird way. I'm still of the mind that I'm competing for a high draft pick, but I want Drake May to feel good. I want Drake May to play fun football. I want Drake May.
How good do you want him to feel?
As good as can be. Oh, yeah, good. Except maybe don't win it, so then you can't do oh, yeah, in the post. Whoa, camera change. I can see Fitzy really up close and personal. I can see his nose.
He switched to a different angle. I trimmed them just for you.
Thank God. You didn't trim the up top, though.
Nope, I'm not. I still have one more costumed affair tomorrow night that I have to attend to. So I need the wall of hair. But by next week, I'll be less hirsute.
So, yeah, for me, it's not about wins or losses. Okay. Now, there's the selfish part of me. That it's about entertainment value. You know, mm-hmm. my theory is that it's sports entertainment, mm-hmm. and I want to be entertained. And I think this team has struggled to entertain people when Drake May was not the quarterback, mm-hmm. not only struggling to lose games, but struggling to keep eyeballs on games. And we'll get into that later, because I had a buddy that actually brought that up to me, the difference between the feeling going into a Sunday now and like 10 or 15 years ago, where you're checking other, hey, are there tea times? Oh, there is a tea time? Oh. Where in the old days, you wouldn't even consider it. But
nothing.
Now... you are what you are, mm-hmm. and you're a more entertaining football team. Also, I think there's value. Jerod Mayo, we'll get into this a little bit later. The wide receivers, he thinks they've had a good week. He thinks they might be progressing and moving forward. I need Drake May on the field to get them feeling good, because the reality is early in the year, the wide receivers were complaining about not being seen when they were open, not being targeted when they were open. The narrative changed when Drake May came in to, hey, he throws us the ball, we just never catch it, so we should probably start catching it because now we're getting thrown to. And I need him on the field with those guys to progress the offense, and this is a winnable football game.
Yes,
this
is.
Honestly, if it's Will Levis versus Drake May, it's kind of a fun, crappy football game, I guess I'd describe it as. I'm not going to say it's good. They're two bad teams. But it's two athletic quarterbacks, mm-hmm. who are trying to find their way. One who's finding a better way earlier, mm-hmm. in Drake May. One who's trying to salvage. He was hot. He was throwing touchdowns to D-Hop last year. Now he's kind of in the doghouse. But it's a much more fun, crappy game if it's Levis versus May.
I don't think it's trash cinema, which I love.
Nobody wants to see Mason Rudolph versus Jacoby Brissett. Sorry.
No.
I'm not really sorry, because no one wants to see it.
I was putting together the Sunday 7 for WEI.com, and I always end it with a little section called the NTKs, the need to knows, and that way you get like the weather, what's the vibe in the city, history between the teams, etc., and also your broadcast team and where it's going to be running. To be quite honest, I had never heard of the broadcast team that Fox has assigned. I don't know. Stiz, could you look it up for me? Could you effort that? The broadcast team?
You already wrote it and don't remember their
names? I don't. Oh, it's like Flip Zilman, Mark Schlereth, and Jen Hale.
Okay, I've heard of Mark Schlereth.
Yeah, I've heard of Mark Schlereth before, but like the play-by-play guy, I have no idea who it is.
He probably went to Syracuse.
Like Spiro Ditas is Jim Nantz compared to this guy.
So, and that's part of it. I want to be entertained, and most of the country's not going to see the game. I saw the map put out for the broadcast.
On the 506, yeah.
Basically, you're in Nashville, you're in New England, or you're one of those places. You're not watching this game otherwise. And I think there's value in, because I thought going all the way back to August, they wasted reps for Drake May against mm-hmm. the Carolina Panthers in the preseason. Should have had more reps. This, to me, would be wasted reps. But more importantly than that is the simple, we do business is done. Mm-hmm. I have to trust the doctors and the trainers and the independent neurologist and the league and the protocol. And I don't think there's any reason for me individually or Gerard Mayo to not trust the process, to not trust the people that this is their layer of expertise, because he was saying back to halftime, oh, he looked good actually at halftime. I thought he looked okay. He kind of wanted to go back in the game. Like, just his, and this is obviously a layman's perspective. He's a head coach. He's not a head doctor. He's not a brain doctor like your fancy friends over there. And he, what are you looking
at? They even get the voice too?
Yeah, a little bit. So you play Drake May, one, because the NFL clears him to play, mm-hmm. and they're the experts. We've been going through this for years now. They've put a process in place that is supposed to safeguard against most issues. And two, mm-hmm.
Totally.
Well, it's supposed to. I didn't say it does always. I said it's supposed to. And then two, you do it because he's the best quarterback on your team. And if he is cleared to play, football players play football. And I would say three is, if you bubble wrap him for this week, mm-hmm. when do you take the bubble wrap off? Is he ready next week?
Sure.
So he's miraculously ready next week.
What if
week.
Seven?
So the extra
but what if
week
seven?
Is
yeah. What if?
Who cares?
What if seven?
What if seven's
who
not
cares?
Enough? What if it's 14?
Then make it 14. Andy, is
what if
he,
it's 21?
Are you married to this guy? I know you'd love to literally be married to this guy, but are you married to this guy?
Big age difference.
For longer than just even the five years? Are you like you want to see Drake May as the quarterback of the New England Patriots for anywhere between 10, 15, 17 years. Here we go. By the way, thank you very much, Jacob Javon Lesnar, bringing in our information. It is Jason Benetti and Mark Schlereth.
You're
on
right.
The
never
call.
Heard of him.
Jason Benetti. Sounds like the name of like a famous female would dance with on Dancing with the Stars.
Sounds like a wrestler that would go to the WWE and they're like, yeah, Jason Benetti doesn't work. We're going to have to come up with a different name. Sorry, Jason. We're going to drop the Benetti.
Jason B. So if you give him all the time he needs, the reason being, this
how
is a
are you to
year.
Decide all the
this
time
is a
he
development
needs.
Year.
If
I'm
they
saying,
clear him, he's ready.
But you just said, what if it's another 7 days? What if it's he
no, that's my point. People like you. No, wait an extra week. Why?
People like
when
me.
A recipe says cook it for 30 minutes at 325, do you say, let's do 40?
Okay, Andy. There's a recipe here.
Okay. There's a rundown, and if they say he's cleared, he's gone through the entire process, he's uh-huh. sweat for 30 minutes, he's got a little contact, he's recovered the next day, he's done everything, mm-hmm. and they say he's ready yep. to play football.
He's ready for Benetti.
Ready for Benetti, baby. Why would you hold him out? Especially in a game, if you told me this was a game against, they're going to be overmatched, it's, you know, whatever, the...
The Bills, the Rams, even next week, the Bears, obviously the Bears
right.
defense.
But this is
on
a
road,
winnable game
City.
Where the reps could be valuable moving forward. Put him in situations that it's mm-hmm. a competitive game, or put him in situations where it's not. Maybe they get a little momentum, and maybe they treat the Titans like the Lions did, and maybe they roll them, motorboat them, mollywop them, as the missing host likes to say. Maybe they have some fun, and maybe they build some momentum. We did see this week, coming off a win,
yep,
things felt better.
Oh, the vibes were good. Yeah. Like
there were no calls for firings.
Nope.
Gerard Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, and DeMarcus Covington all had been discussed as should they be replaced at some point last week. There's been no discussion of that. It's mm-hmm. been delayed at least a week. So if this team is not hell-bent on my little plan of getting the number one overall pick, then put your best football players out there. Let them get experience. Let them build momentum. Let them build culture. Let him build his leadership. Mm-hmm. Let him show his toughness. Let him do whatever you do, because the league says, ready to go.
If that's what the league says, that almost leads me to believe that he was never truly concussed in the first place. That this glancing blow, like, he's been in the protocol, but at any point has anyone ever said, oh, yeah, no, he was concussed. It almost leads me to feel like you can be in the protocol out of an abundance of caution.
Sure.
Because he seems to be, he looks fine. He's moving around.
But he did something. It wasn't just the hit.
No.
You can get hit in the head and not go in the protocol. Something took place in the evaluation process, either in the blue tent or then, well, definitely in the blue tent. That
I
led
think
them
the
to
spotter that
the
was looking
room.
From the up top saw it and said that was too significant for him to still be in that game.
No, but he would have gone back in if he didn't. There was something else. When they started doing eyeball tests or asking him questions, something
Drake,
triggered
where are you
them.
From? Tuesday. All right, let's go ahead and take the half off.
Well, no. If he said Tuesday, then I would say he shouldn't be playing this week. I don't think there was anything to that degree. I think it was cautious. Something was like, something's not quite right, and we're not going to risk it. And I think that's smart. That aspect of it is, I think, if there's anything, like even if the league today is a little bit uncertain as to how he recovered to something or how he reacted to something. You know, they got his heart rate up, and then they were hitting him in the head with pool tubes or something to get him a little contact, and he's like,
the old noodle test.
Yeah, well, you know, they do stuff like that to bring guys back slowly from concussions, like a little bit of a blow to the head, a little bit of contact,
just a little trauma, a little slap, little slap and tickle, a little
and
pillow fight.
If there's anything, then yes, I agree with you, be cautious. But if the league says your trainer checked off on it, your doctor checked off on it, and our league expert independent neurologist checked off on it, who am I to say he's not? I'm just a football coach. You're telling me my player's ready. I'm going to put him on the field.
And I'm just a football fan that happens to be on a microphone opposite you on an afternoon radio program. But I will tell you this. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if the NFL, given that they understand the NFL is a better place when the evil empire, the new evil empire, the Patriots, is a good football team, that when they have stars that they can market the league around, like a Drake May, and when they actually have quarterback prospects that turn into high-level quarterbacks as opposed to all these different stars that are now being benched at the quarterback position. I almost wouldn't even be surprised, Andy, if the league dialed up 1-800-PATRIOTS and was like, why don't you go ahead and let the kids sit this week? How bad of a look would it be for the team?
I mean, overthinking
for the team, for the process, for the protocol of the league, if he takes another glancing blow by chance and, oh, no, he's out again?
No.
That'd be terrible.
You can't play scared. Scared money don't make money. Patriots are in the business of making money big time. They're moving forward with Drake May. Don't let Fitzy persuade you. 617-779-7937. Do you think Drake May should play on Sunday if he is indeed cleared? There is optimism in Foxborough. There was hope from both Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo that he may make it through the protocols and be available on Sunday. That is still a possibility. 37937 if you want to text us. We see you lining up on the phone lines. 617-779-7937. It is the afternoon program here on WEEI with Nick Fitzy Stevens filling in for Christian Arcand. I'm here every day as host too, Andy Jumbo Hart. And Stiz is here every day to give you the update on what's trending now.